जय
अगर
जय
कभी
श्री
जैसा मन
चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद नमो विष्णु पदे कृष्ण प्रीताये भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्राचार्य निर्विशेष शून्यवादी वास्तवादि सतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे शील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय। श्री चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत माध्यम लीला चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 11 12 एंड 13. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, I shall describe only in synopsis that portion which Vrindavan Das Thakura has described very elaborately in his book Chaitanya Manga. Whatever incidents are outstanding, however, I shall later elaborate. Actually, the authorized compiler of the Pasams of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the incarnation of Vyasadeva. Only upon his orders am I trying to chew the remnant of food that he has left. Placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall now describe in summary the Lord's final pastimes. That is from Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita by Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So we know that the mother of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakura is Sri Narayani Devi, who is a niece of Srivas Pandit. In his Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakura has described how his mother attained the affectionate favor of Sri Gaura Sundara. Narayani Devi received the entire remnant of Mahaprabhu's meal, though she was only an insensible child. He bestowed his mercy on her in this way. Also, as a result of this mercy, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura, whose life and soul was Sri Gaura Nityananda, took his birth from her womb. He hasn't mentioned the name of his father. Vrindavan Thakura did not mention the name of his father. It is believed that Narayani Devi was married to someone at Kumarhatta. However, while she was still carrying the child in her womb, she was widowed, being reduced to a condition of poverty by the loss of her husband. She finally accepted shelter in the house of Sri Basudev Dutt Thakura at Mamgachi, where she helped with the housework. Here, Vrindavan Das Thakura began his studies. Here, it means that Vrindavan Das Thakura's father left the body before Vrindavan Das Thakura was born. That means he didn't see his father, therefore the name was not mentioned. That is not a very good thing for anyone to have his or her parent left before sin. It is not a wonderful life for anyone. Children who are born from separated families are never wonderful. Either the child is under the father's care or the mother's care or the relative's care. So children are never wonderful. But because Vrindavan Das Thakura, he was not an ordinary person, not a conditioned soul, although he had that difficulty, his situation was different. That we can see clearly that he was not spoiled like other conditioned souls. It's a special soul. So, in the preface to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura has written, Narayani Devi raised her child in the home of the father of Sri Malini Devi, where she had accepted shelter. Vrindavan Das Thakura was born 4 years after Mahaprabhu took sannyas. When Mahaprabhu disappeared, he could have been more than 20 years old. He was initiated by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And that was the last disciple whom Sri Nityananda Prabhu accepted. He accompanied Sri Janava Mata to the Keturi Mahamaholsa. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has glorified Vrindavan Das Thakura as the Veda Vyas of the persons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The persons of Krishna have been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Veda Vyas. Vrindavan Das Thakura is the Veda Vyas of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has composed Chaitanya Mangala, which destroys any inauspiciousness for those who hear it, so that we can understand the glories of Chaitanya Nitai, the essence of the conclusions regarding the devotional service as expanded in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the limit of the conclusions regarding Krishna Bhakti. He has composed this great literature to uplift mankind. To compose such a work is not conceivable for a human being. Therefore, we can understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is speaking through him. I offer my obeisances tens of millions of times at the lotus feet of that person who has given us such a scripture which can deliver the whole world. That is Vrindavan Das Thakura, a great devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has used to give us something wonderful in this world. Something wonderful. Something which is not common for ordinary people. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used him to give us a literature with the blessing here that whoever reads this literature, all inauspicious things will be destroyed. Yes, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's him. Great literature has no philosophy, only nectar. It is only nectar that is there. Other literatures, they have a lot of philosophies, but Bhagavatam has a lot of philosophy, even Chaitanya Charitamrita has a lot of philosophy, but Chaitanya Bhagavat Arsenal philosophy. It is only nectar. Only nectar that is there. That one can be merged into the nectar of Chaitanya Bhagavat. By the causeless mercy of Sri Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. A great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here and he brought with him all his eternal associates. Who knows his... Who knows his confidential qualities and attributes. It was Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's a blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the Vaishnava community. His mother, in her childhood, that is Narayani Devi, who is the niece of Srivas Pandit, became mad with love of God upon receiving the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave her the remnant of his food. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew his associate is coming through her. So he prepared for his devotee coming. And Narayani was giving his remnant of food. And that made her drowned in the ocean of love of Godhead. So later she gave birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was the last disciple of Saint Chaitanya Prabhu. On his guru's order, he wrote Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Prabhu gave him a blessing to write. It is practically a law among Vaishnava writers like Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Vrindavan Das Thakur to always keep themselves in the background. They never mention anything about their family lineage or personal history. The authors of the best written and most relishable verses collected in Sri Rupa Goswami's Padavali remain unknown. Yeah, that is the character of Joe devotees. They are always very, very merciful. So Krishna Goswami shows his supreme homage and gratitude by honoring Vrindavan Das Thakur with the appellation Vyasa in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 2082. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite disciple, his favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Lord Vyasadeva told Sri Krishna's pastimes in Bhagavatam and other Puranas, similarly, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur described Chaitanya Leela in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The humble heart of Krishna Das Kaviraj pours out more praises of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Hearing Chaitanya Bhagavat destroy all misfortune. Yes. By reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, one will understand the glories of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and he will attain the highest perfection of knowledge. Krishna. That is a wonderful nature of Sri Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. At Mamgachi in Mother Druma Deep, Navadvip, Vrindavan Das Thakur established deities of Nitya Gauranga and Sri Jagannath Dev. He lived there as a celibate and worshipped his beloved deities. Vrindavan Thakura had many disciples, including Gopinath Bhat Brahmachari, a descendant of Sri Keshava Bharati. Yes. In Krishna's pastime, Vrindavan Thakura is Srabhyasade. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. He has a lot of bhajans, which he composed in glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, it is our great fortune that we have today discussing about this wonderful devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, these devotees, they didn't come here to show us how pure they are, like Srila Prabhupada and all other great acharyas in our line. They didn't come here to come and show us how great, how pure devotees are. They didn't come here to come and show us their ability for writing literatures or singing for Krishna. They didn't come here to come and make disciples, get fame or worship or praises or glories from here, the disciples or devotees. They didn't come here to make money. Therefore, we should understand the essence of all these wonderful devotees coming. What are they coming to do? In all that they have done for us while they were physically here, and the legacy they left behind for all of us to continue giving their blessings to us. What are they trying to teach us? What are they giving to us? What is the lesson? They came here to teach us that pure love of God, which is our original constitutional nature, is possible. Not only that, they show us the way how to attain that by their own personal example. They can even look at their humility. It's to the extreme. They also teach us by their own personal example, their own lifestyle, all that we need to experience. So get to it. They showed the process, the system, the knowledge with us throughout their life. They made it possible for us to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their own life. And then they gave us their own blessing, their own mercy to help us achieve the goal. So they practically demonstrated everything for Krishna consciousness. And with it, they gave us their blessings to attain the same. So they came here to attract us to the ultimate goal. They made it available. They tested it themselves, they demonstrated it to us by their own life and show us the way. So that if we follow in their own footsteps, we'll get to their position as being the eternal and pure servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we can pray to them in particular, Brenda Wanda Sakura here, to kindly show us His mercy so that we will not disappoint them, so that we will not become disheartened on the way, so that all that we need to do become possible, become easy for us to do them with clarity and attend to the success. Okay, so then, for their guidance, and thank them for all the wonderful association, guidance, and everything. Then we can also beg them for forgiveness for our dullness, that we cannot properly respond to the mercy which they have made available out of their costless mercy upon us. In this way, we'll become successful in our attempt to participate in their remnant and become purified. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.